Chatham and Baines. We're going to start the third line from the top. By Minei Rabbi Merv Nachman. Rabbi asked Merv Nachman the following shayla. Kasev lost get al tashel zav. He wrote a get on a sheet of gold. V'yamalo hiskabli gitech v'niskabli skubasech. And he said to her, take this as your divorce and as your ksuba, because the gold is an item of value, and that covers the book. Mahu, what is the din? Amale, niskabla gita, niskabla ksubasa. It works. Rashi? No Rashi. Now, the reason it works over here is because there's a problem here. The problem is that if he gives her the get, and after the get he gives her the ksuba, right? But the ksuba is already, meaning he gave, to give her the get, he has to give her the get. Here he's retaining the get to pay the ksuba. So why should it work? So the Rishonim speak out. Has to be creases. And here he's retaining the get in order to give her the ksuba. So the Rashba speaks out that the reason this works is because he's basically telling her, I'm giving you this get on condition that you'll be moichel your ksuba. And therefore, she's giving her the gold, and she's going to be moichel the ksuba. He's not paying the ksuba, she's forgiving the ksuba. Because if he's paying the ksuba, that means he's retaining ownership of this gold to pay his debt. That means there's no krisis. But by saying, I am giving you this get, and you'll be moichel the ksuba, that's how the Rashba says the guy means. So then he's giving her the get, and in return she's being moichel the ksuba, which is fine. That's how the Rashba understands his Gemara. Therefore the Ben Shmuel says that according to the Rashba, if the get is being done against her will, it won't work. If he's giving her the get and she's accepting it willingly, so she's willing to be moichel the ksuba in exchange for receiving the get on a sheet of gold. However, if she doesn't want to get divorced, and he's giving her the get, remember, in the Gemara's time, before Rabbeinu Gershon came around, you could divorce a woman against her will. So he goes and throws this get at her and says, take your ksuba. She never agreed to take the get. She's forcefully divorced, right? So why in the world does she be Michael and ksuba? She doesn't want to get divorced. So then it wouldn't work. That's what the Beis Shmuel speaks out in the Rashba. Because, again, if there is a problem that he's retaining it, that makes the get not working. So therefore, he has to not retain it. So then how can he pay the ksuba with it? So the Rashba says it's like understood that he meant to say she should be moichel. But that's only if she willingly accepts. If it's being done against her will, she's not moichel anything.
Why does he have to retain it? Because the fee to pay the ksuba kicks in the same time as the get is delivered.
Again, the get has to be given to her, and he can have no string attached. Yes, it is. He's giving her a get, and he's paying a debt with it. That means he is gaining out of her get. That means the get is being used to pay a debt. Again, but he's using her get to pay his debt.
At the same time.
Who cares? That means he held on enough of the get to pay a debt with it.
Why are we saying he's holding on to it?
Again, even if it happens at the same time, he is gaining from her get. He has a vested interest. He has a financial interest in her get.
He's giving the get and paying the ksuba at the same time.
Maskim. He's paying the ksuba with the get. Again, he's paying the ksuba with her get. He has to give her a divorce. He cannot give her a divorce that accomplishes things for him. That means he's getting something out of this get. He has some connection to the get.
Rabbi Mark Retton, can I ask a question?
You can try.
So maybe this is a side issue, maybe somebody else's, but the minute she decides to like cash in the gold, she's destroying her get. So what's the proof that she got divorced?
He could get a Sal from Benton. There are different ways she can prove her divorce later on. She doesn't need her actual physical get.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about it. So Rav Nachman asked Brother. So Brother asked Rav Nachman the question. I'm a lady, Scott. Will you do it?
I didn't get the Cuban also die. It's also
If it's a permanent tonight, it depends. If it's a permanent tonight, is it a temporary tonight? A person can make a temporary tonight, but he can't make a permanent tonight. A permanent tonight inhibits her from doing things for the rest of her life. And that's not krisis. The Gemara will differentiate between a guy who tells his wife, I'm divorcing you on the condition that you don't eat chocolate for 30 days, or on the condition that you never eat chocolate. Something in my mind. I'm a laser of Nachman and Sidrava. Niskabla Gita and Niskabla Ksubasa. It works. Something in my mind. Rava had a Shiloh. Does it work? Or does it not work? If Nachman answered him, then it does work. It's right. So Rava asked him a question from a Brisa. It was an interesting way Amaroam did things. They asked, Rava knew this Brisa. Obviously, because he's asking him a question from the Brisa. You could say he didn't find the brisa till later and came back and asked him the brisa later. Could be. But many times in Shas we have this. One Amayra asked, another Amayra Shaila, the other Amayra asked, answers him, and immediately the first Amayra asked the question. Now, if you knew the brisa, why did you ask the Shaila? That's what he says? Does he say from who he says that? That's a very big Kiddush. Esrei, he asked him, is Mashma the same person asked him? So the way I understood it is, Rava had a brisa. He just wanted to know whether we paskin like this brisa, there's something shver with this brisa. So he asked his Rebbe the Shiloh. His Rebbe answered, he said, but I got a brisa, what are you going to do with this brisa? That's what I think happens throughout. He's saying a big chiddush, that it wasn't Rava. Esrei means he asked them, usually he refers back to the same person we were talking about. Esrei. He asked him a question. The guy says to his wife, take the get, and the rest of the get, not the part that the words are written on, but the rest of the item that the get is written on, should be your ksubo. Okay, so let's say he wrote it on a piece of gold, and he said the rest of the gold should be your ksuba, not the part that the get is written on.
All one piece.
All one piece, but it doesn't make a difference. You can cut off that. The get doesn't need the rest. The get's the first part of the gold. The rest of the gold, he could have cut off before he gave it to her. Giving to her is the ksuba. So that works. That's what the bride just says. Time and need to share. Like a share. Why? Doesn't the brisa seem to indicate that it can't be the very gold that the get is written on? It has to be different gold? And for the Gemara line, so if Nachman said no, who are they not going to like a share? Even if there's no extra. Well, Kamashmalon, the Avar, give the Ike share, Yamala, any loy. The brisa's chiddush is that it's not an automatic. If he hands her a piece of gold and says, here's your get, it did not say that the extra is for your ksuba. Even though now he claims I wanted to pay the ksuba with the extra. I didn't have to give her that extra. There it is. If he didn't speak it out at the time he gives it to her, it doesn't count for the ksuba. My time up, I view it the megiltohi. That is the airspace of the parchment. Meaning, we view it as one piece. You gave her the get. We don't view the get, the part that it's written on, and the rest. What do we do with it? We don't say that. We say, you gave her a bigger get, a get that has a lot of parchment around it. So therefore, if he speaks it out, fine. If he doesn't speak it out, it doesn't work. That's the chiddush of the brisa. What we're saying is, that even if it's all the part written, it still works. The Bryce is not inferring that, meaning we thought that the Bryce is inferring it has to be the rest. The answer is the Bryce is telling you, even if there's a rest, he has to say it. That's what Rav Nachman is answering. Rashi. Oh, lucky shared, Lloyd. The Mokim get by Lamechim Lomatana Gemurim Mishim Gerishim. He has to give it to her as a present Lashem Gerishim. It cannot be a Ksuba as well. The Lloyd Lashem Perot and the Sivinathan, he has to give it to her. The Amar Lloyd Lichtabazach Avira Gilyon, it's the airspace, the, I don't know what word you want to use, the exa, the empty space. Okay. Zuck the Gemar Vaiter. Tanir Abanan. A guy says to his wife, here's your divorce, but I own the paper. That means he's giving her a divorce on paper that he owns. The words are there. Here's your divorce, but I'm not giving up ownership of the paper. It's my paper. Ain't no magoreshes. There's no creases. She never got a get. He has to be with not somebody else. He has to give her a get. He didn't give her a get. He gave her lettering on his paper. Worthless. I'm a notcha taxir leah senor, chazuma goreshes. He says, here's your get on condition that you give me back the paper. That means she becomes the temporary owner of the paper on condition that she gives it back. She's divorced, and then she has to give it back. Because it's like an asterisk. Right? We give a matana, a manas lahakzer. The halacha is you have to own the esrog and the lulav on the first day, Sukkos. You give it to a person and you say, I'm giving it to you on the condition that you give it back. He's yaitzeh the mitzvah. How's he yaitzeh the mitzvah? It's your esrog and lulav. The answer is it's his esrog and lulav, but he has to give it back. That's a condition in the present. The present is conditional, but if the condition is kept, it was a valid present for as long as it was there. He gave her a get. There's a condition that she has to return the paper. But he gave her the get. She owned that get, but he gave it to her. Now she has a condition to fulfill, which is to give back the paper.
Rabbi, she does not have the right to get it in a form that she could keep it in order to protect herself going forward?
She's going to have to get some kind of protection from Bezen. But as far as between him and her, he's not obligated to give her that right. I mean, obviously, before she gives it back, she's going to make sure that Bezen gives her some kind of proof that she can use. Like today. Today, the woman does not hold on to her get. Today, the rabbi holds on to the get. The woman gets the get. She's kind of, it's hers. The rabbi takes it away from her because the rabbi keeps all the getting in his study. And then he cuts it up that it should never be used again in a certain way. And he gives her a letter saying that she has been divorced, signed by him and two other people, a bezin. So she can get that. She gives him back the get. But there's no obligation of the husband to make sure that the wife gets it from him. He doesn't have to provide her with that proof. He has to provide her with a divorce, which now she can use to obtain that proof from bezin.
Okay.
But we're so locked over here with this thing in regards to Croesus. Maybe Croesus means it could be that
no condition.
Croesus could mean by get to be worse than harder than it is. Let's say by lulav. We're so like.
Again, I'm trying to figure out what your question is.
Is that a question meaning maybe Croesus has a...
Obviously not. Gemara is saying obviously not.
So Matana Almanas Lahakzir is no difference if it's in regards to Lulav, Esther, whatever
it is. That's a derisa too, by the way, when answering. That's a derisa. I'm asking, there's no Kiev HSS. But it's a derisa. A person has to own the lulav and esrog biblically in order to fulfill his mitzvah. Right? So, we say he owns it biblically even though there's a condition that he has to return it. So she owns her get, she has received her get biblically. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, had the Brayta said differently, I would have agreed with you, but The Baraita didn't give me a choice. Didn't say vote one way. The Baraita is telling you the halacha. Something Gemara. By Rapapa. So Rapapa had the following shalom. Ben Shita l'Shita or Ben Teva l'Teva Mai. What if he retains the ownership of in between the lines, in between the words? She gives you the paper which the get is written on, but retains the paper that's right there, meaning not the bottom of the paper which he can cut off, but in between the lines he wants to own. That paper is mine. I'm giving you the paper which the letter is on. So you are getting a safer increases. But on the other hand, I retain ownership of a necessary component of this safer increases, which is lines between. It has to be airspace between lines and between letters. Zakti Gemara Tekum. Rapapa wasn't sure. Didn't know, and we have no proof either way. Frakti Gemara, but typically the safer Echad Amar Rachmana, Veloy Shnayim Mishloy Shesvarim. There's a halacha that the get has to be written on one thing. You cannot write a half a get on one paper and another get on another half a get on another paper and give her two pieces of paper. The Torah said the custom law save for Croesus. It has to be one place where the get is totally written on. Here, by keeping ownership between the lines, he's giving her a line. Then he's giving her another line, and he owns the line in between. That means he's getting different pieces of paper. Not connected, because the connection is his. Same thing. Dr. Gemara Leitzvicha de Mu'ura. What happened was that there was connection. The chaf from the previous line came down and touched the letter under it, slightly. And the letters of each word touched slightly the word next to it. So even if you were to cut away every piece of paper that the lettering is not written on, you would still have one piece of paper with all the words, because they're all connected. Even though it'll be like very loosely connected, it'll be like hard to keep from ripping, but the bottom line is they're all connected. So he is giving her one safer. The problem is, in the very get that he's writing, he's retaining ownership of between the lines. Does that interfere with creases or not? And Rapapa doesn't know, and neither does anybody else.
You know, as it works, that's very good for the Shita, but the Teva, how does that work?
So we'll see what Rashi says. Rashi addresses the issue. Now, Rashi, he didn't give her anything. The letters are flying in the air, meaning if he keeps the ownership of the paper under the letters, that means he's not giving her anything. A present on the condition that it be returned is considered a present. The Ma'ura, here is your Rashi. Ma'ura b'miktus, shalaya b'aisis aruchim, there are long letters, hamagiyah m'shita l'shita, that go from row to row. B'raishay kol teva v'teva, in each word, meaning the words are connected as well. The lines are connected and the words are connected.
Well, how do you read it then?
What do you mean? It's not connected in a way that you get slightly touching. So let me step back. In the Sefer Torah, or in Tefillin, or in Mezuzah, there's a halacha called Mukim Gvil, that every letter has to be surrounded by airspace. They cannot be touching each other. If not of that special halacha, you can have lettering touch without interfering with the structure of the letter. You'll be able to tell each letter, even though it's connected to the letter afterwards, because it's just slightly touching. Sometimes the connection will ruin the appearance of the letter. Most of the time, a slight connection will not ruin the appearance of the letter. That is, it's a kosher get. You don't need mukav drill. That's our halacha in Sefer Torah, Tzolot, and Mezuzos. Even by Sefer Torah, if it happened later, not at the time of writing, for instance, it got smudged and therefore it's touching slightly, we don't take out a new Sefer Torah, the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. As long as it was written correctly, and then later on it's slightly touching, not interfering with the structure of the letter, we don't take out a new Sefer Torah. But I'm not interested in the Sefer Torah now. For getting, this is a good get. So the letters are slightly touching. Again, do we write getting like that today? No. Is it kosher? Yes. So the question is, so here we are, she's getting a get, and if you cut away all the parts that he owns, she would still have one piece connected to each other, you know, not very strongly, not something that she could throw around without ripping it, but in the bottom line is it's one safer. And Rebbe wants to know, is that a good get or not? And he doesn't have any proof either way. Yeah, it doesn't need sirtut. I think we do it, but I don't think it needs it.
So what is the shiloh then?
Is that called krisus? The fact that he owns the area between the words and lines.
And we're not sure.
What?
We're not sure. No.
We have no proof. None. Teiku means we don't even tell, we have nothing to try. We have no place to turn to find anything. Again, the word teiku means let it stand. Nothing to say. Whenever we try to prove it, we didn't let it stand. I know we translate teiku as tishbu yitar tkushas vaboyis, which is true, and that's why they use the word teiku, but literally the word teiku means let it stand. Leave it alone. Nothing to say. We have nothing to say.
She can't get remarried without another
gift. Halacha l'maaseh? Yeah, we would not let her get remarried without another gift. Correct. But she wouldn't be able to marry a kohen if he died now. It's a suffix, we don't know. Something about that. Boy, Rabbi Balchama. Okay, now let me explain something. Let me set this up. Leah has a get. Kosher get. Eidechasima. Validated. Kosher get. Reuven comes and says, I never gave my wife this get. I never gave it to her. I never divorced her. I wrote the get. I had it signed. But I never gave it to her. She had the get in her hand. She said, he gave it to me. The Edom and Sira are not to be found. There were Edom and Sira, because you need a Davish of Arab and needs two Edom. But they're not here. He claims, yes, I wrote this get, I had it signed, it meets all the qualifications of a get, but I never gave it to her. And she says, he gave it to me. We believe her. She has the get. How else did she get it? We don't accuse people of taking not their thing. If she has, doesn't make a difference. If she has it, he gave it to her. If I have this clock, and you come and claim it's yours, the fact that I have it is a riot that it's mine. That's her problem. Again, is that the issue? The issue is a very straightforward issue. He claims he never gave it to her. She claims she got it. She doesn't care about messing herself up. I don't care. That's her business. Do we believe her or not? The answer is yes, we do. She has the get. That's the proof that he gave it to her. Now, where are the witnesses? I don't know. We can't box them up for the rest of their life. If she had it, he gave it to her. That's the assumption.
What's me coming wrong?
Again, we're trying to figure out if she divorced or not.
Both big girl of Raya. She has.
They're not asking money here. They're not money, Shiloh.
There's a pesach that says that she was not divorced, right?
Again, she has to get in her hand.
So you have to prove to me that she's not divorced.
Exactly. That's not welcome.
Most of the
Again, Maitina Chaveri is used by money. But it's the same concept. Right. Since she has it, we assume she got it legally.
Can I have a question back on the Teiku a minute ago?
Yes.
So you said, on side of caution, she can't get remarried. However, if she does get remarried, it's also the same Teiku. Right?
And therefore,
might not be Mamzerim.
So it'd be Tzadik Mamzerim. That's not so great either. That's worse than Bada Mamzerim.
Because you can't prove it?
No, it's worse because you can't even marry a Mamzer.
No.
They're better off being Bada Mamzerim than Tzadik Mamzerim.
If the children, she might be
Tzadik
married to the second husband.
Exactly. See, the Gemara never got involved in the Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara just said Teiku. You're the one that started asking Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara didn't say anything. All the Gemara says is we don't know an Halacha. All it said. Again, that's not what the Gemara said. You asked me what would be an Halacha, so I told you.
In other words, in this case, and maybe in all cases, what we do is, again, like you got to start a caution, we don't allow.
Tell it again, another yet.
I understand that part. But if she didn't,
again,
she's
a suffocatious ish.
Or
Kriya. Suffocatious ish means maybe yes, maybe not. That's what the word means. Back to the Gemara. Boy Rabbi Bar Chama. Hayim Mechzakim Be'evet Yushalay. Beget Kasev Ayadai V'arayayitim Mitachas Yadim Mahu. Now, basically, what we're saying is as follows. A piece of paper doesn't travel by itself. An eved can move by himself. The get's written on the eved. The get's written on the eved. And the question is, she has the eved. She claims he gave her the eved with the get. The husband said, I never gave you the eved. Now, she has the eved. She had the piece of paper. Rabbi Cohn said, I might just come in all of Hariah. She has the eved. What's the halacha? That's the shaila. What's the halacha? Is the eved the same as a piece of paper? She has the eved. Zakti Gemara, Mir Minan Akliyachnula, do we say he gave it to her? I do Mahumanav Shahayo. Remember, an eved can move on his own. A piece of paper has to be given or stolen. An eved can decide on his own to go to the woman. She didn't take him. He didn't give it to her. The eved came. He moved. He walked. That's the shiloh. Is the fact that she has the eved with the get written on it a proof that the husband gave it to her? Or do we say since the eved has his own walking ability, it proves nothing? Rashi. Zucks Rashi. She brought the Eved in front of us. My husband gave me this Eved and divorced me with him. Like the Mishnah says, you give her the Eved. Let me just read Rashi. Mahu. She doesn't have to produce the Eid of Masira. He has the Eved. Or maybe we say, by an eved, it's different than a piece of paper. Pieces of paper don't travel, and blood them travel. Yes?
Is this like the din of keeping the gold on a get?
No, because he gave her to eved.
He gave her to eved.
He didn't say a word about tzuba. He gave her the eved. Mishnah said, you can write in the yad shel eved, the nice was eved. Nothing to do with anything. This is her get. Zakti Gemara Amarei, Amarava, the type of lady Tzav Shechel is dieful. Why is this a kosher get on the hand of the Evan? It's forgeable. You can erase, you can add conditions. There's so many things that can be done on this get. It's not a kosher get because a get can't be forgeable. Fekti Gemara, Ula Rabba Kasha Masnissen. The Mishnah said, Aleyat Shalavet. Why are you asking now? You should have asked it in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, Mishnah Masih Sin L'Rabba L'Kasha B'Eni Mesir Rabba L'Azahi. Rabba L'Azahi will tell you, the Rabba will tell you that Eino Chinami. The case of the Mishnah is only if the Eino Mesir are here and testify that this is the very get that he gave her. Just like according to Rabba L'Azahi, you can have a get without any Eino signed on it. All you need is Eino Mesir to read it and say this is it. But later on she'll have to prove that this is the very get that he gave her. The Eino Mesir will have to be around to testify. So the Mishnah can be a case that the Eino Mesir testified this is the get. Nothing was forged, nothing was added. But El Rami Bachama Kasha. But Rami Bachama is obviously talking about there's no Eino Mesir. Because if there were Eino Mesir, we wouldn't have the Shiloh. They would tell us whether he gave her the heaven or not. So if there's no Eino Mesir, how can you rely on this get? It's forgeable. She might have added conditions. Zokti Gemara, El Rami Bachama Nami Le Kasha, Biksaivis Kaka. What's the word? Just slipped my mind.
Tattoo.
He tattooed the get into the heaven. Non-forgeable. Tattooed. And therefore, there's no way she could have erased it. And therefore, it's a kosher get. Now, somebody violated an issue here. It's us in Minatira to tattoo. Okay, but that doesn't possibly get. The get still kosher again. Yeah, he's chayvin all the mitzvahs that a woman is chayvin. There's Adam signed here. Once you can't erase, and there's Adam signed here, you can't add. And the Shiloh, did the Adam also tattoo? That's the Shiloh, so they become puzzle if they tattoo. Not so simple. Does that person become puzzle Adam for tattooing?
Rebbe, this is Rebbe Lazar, but you don't need Adam.
Sorry, somebody else is talking about Lazar. What?
It's Bible. There are Adam is here.
Can you hold one second? Yes.
They're Adam and Sira. You don't need Adam on the get.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You have Adam and Sira, Rabbi.
If the Adam and Sira are here, there wouldn't be a Shiloh whether he gave her the get.
You know, they don't have to be here. They don't have to be here, but you don't. They don't have to be there, but they. But if it, according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need Adi Chasimba. It's only Tikkun Olam.
She is claiming he divorced her. He claimed he never gave her the get. What do we do? So normally by a piece of paper we say, she has the paper, he must have given it to her. Here, what is he going to say? He must have given me the evid, maybe not. Maybe the evid walked over. Adam and Sira don't have to be here when there's a piece of paper. But if we're here, how do we know he gave it to her? Sarah says if there's Adam and Sira, then Rabbi Muhammad wouldn't have a Shiloh. And for the Gemara, he tattooed the get. Therefore, it's not forgeable. He tattooed it on the other hand. Now, Rabbi Muhammad wants to know is the fact that she has to get a proof that he handed it to her or not. Now this, I'm going to mention something you might regret that I mentioned.
How did
she get the get? The Evid walked over. See, papers don't walk over. She claims it's her Evid. It's in her rishus. Papers don't walk over. I've loved them do walk over. Not no money. Means nothing. He's not an F. He's not an eight. Nothing. Zog to Gemara. I don't remember what his question was.
I want to know the answer.
I'll ask it. Yeah. Is the jewel out of tattoo a boy's hand?
And what's my question?
I know that.
But yeah, let's say yes. I don't know if yes or not. I'm saying yes, but say yes.
I was talking about the
Eben.
He has.
Eben, he's chayav in all mitzvahs.
He doesn't become chayav until a half year later, until he finally agrees.
One more second. This is an Eben Kanani.
In other words, day one, he's an Eben Kanani. He has all the welcome.
Again. I don't know why we're getting involved in this. Let's say it's 100% mutter. All we're saying is that this get was tattooed. That's all we're saying. I don't know why we're getting involved whether an issue was done or not.
I'm
curious. Okay. I have no idea. I assume the Eben is a regular Eben Kanani. You want to say he's a guy? Fine. I don't know what that look is. It makes no difference for our Gemara. Zakti Gemara Hashtadas is Lachim Masni Tanami Le Tikshi B'Ksaivis Kakim. Once you say the case of Ramni Bachama is a case of tattoo, you can learn the case in our Mishnah is also a case of tattoo. But we're still back to the question. We don't have the Eden Masira. We don't know whether this Eben was transferred or he walked over. What's the halacha? Dr. Gemara, my Havi Allah, what's the halacha? Tashima. The Amr Shlokish, Hagaydris Eilem Chazaka. Meaning like this. The halacha is, in Hilchas Masechtas Baba Basra, I have this sinner. You come and claim to me that this is your sinner. You have witnesses that say this was your sinner. And I say you sold it to me. The fact that I have it is a proof that it's mine. Called Amaisi Mechaverai Alaparaya. I'm a Mukhzik. Mukhzik is stronger than the fact you once owned it. That very same Aloka says that works by non movable objects, non self moving objects. But if I have your animal and you prove that you owned it and I claim I bought it, it doesn't prove a thing because animals walk on their own. That's the halacha in Masechtas Baba Basra. Nothing to do with Masechtas Gittin. You have animals, gidrais are animals that are usually fenced in. The Torah says gidrais tzayin, fences of tzayin, so we use that for animals. Eilam chazaka, having them does not prove ownership. Because the very fact that you have it means nothing. Unless you can prove he sold it to you, the fact that you have it doesn't mean a thing.
Did you say fences?
The word gidrais means fences.
Right.
So we use that word for animals because they're usually in fences and corrals. So we call animals gidrais, things that are fenced in. It's just why the Gemara uses this word. It's linguistic, nothing to do with Shat and the Gemara. Now, that same thing is true by an Eved. And therefore, the fact that she has the Eved proves zero. Anything that can walk over, being there is not a proof that she got it. And that's the answer to Rabbi Bachama Shiloh. Just like in Hilchos Mamonos and the fact of Baba Basra, Gaidrais have no chazaka, so in Hilchos Gittin, an Eved has no chazaka. And therefore, the fact that she has the Eved does not prove that her husband gave it to her. He walked over. And she would have to produce Eden Masira. Now, what's this woman to do? She can't lock up the Eden Masira forever. She goes to Bezin with the Eden Masira and shows Bezin, and then Bezin will write her a thing that they know she's divorced. You're right. Without Bezin, she's really up the creek. She's divorced, but she'll never be able to prove it. Having the Eben is not a proof. So she's going to have some kind of proof. She's going to have to get Bezin to prove it to her, and they'll have to have the Eden Masira to say that they saw the transfer. It's a trashy. The Zayif who have a begitin and made a condition of Mokhkasai, and she erased it by the Kasai that she wrote. Made a Masira Shakaruva of Lazu, the Miyav Shalaket, the Lady Masira. Ella Rami Bahamakashi, the boy did double the lack of Ada Masiri. He's talking about there's no Ada Masira. Sabas Kaka, tattoo Ada and Mkhekas and Lomas can never be erased. Hagaydrit, the Hamas, Hashem Gidrai Sain. Rashi is translating, where did the word gaidrais get to the word animal? Gaidrais means fences. But if you learn by Midbar, I don't know if it's you got there in your safety.
I mean, I'm so far behind.
In Bamidbar it said, in Bamidbar it said, that B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we want to stay and get this land in Eber HaYarden. So they promised they would build fences for their sheep and cities for their wives, and then they would go across and fight. So they used the word Gidrei Tzai Nivna L'Mikneinu. We will build fences, enclosures for the sheep. And the Torah uses the word enclosures as in connection to animals. So therefore, animals are called Gidrei, things that are usually enclosed. That's all. It's a linguistic thing. Where does Gidrei mean animal? Gidrei means a fence. You animals are usually fenced in. So therefore, we call animals Gidrei. That's what Rashi's telling us. It's a language thing. Eilam Chazaka. Adam Shetavsan, person that has them. Eina Yogo Litten Lebaleim cannot claim to their owner the Mechartimli. You sold them to me. You can lebe them Atzman Bo Elgo Eflag. They might have come from themselves. Something my right. By Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama had the following shayla. Hayu muhzakim betavla shishala. How does he learn tablet? Board?
Tablet.
They knew the tablet was hers. She owned the tablet. Everybody knows this is this lady's tablet. The get kasabala. Then all of a sudden we see that that tablet has a divorce written on it. And he gave it to her. Her tablet, he wrote the get on her tablet and gave it to his wife. Now, if he writes the get on her paper, it's not a good get. He has to give her something. He's not giving her anything. It's hers. Now, so what do we do now? Do we assume we know this is hers? We know he wrote the get on it and gave it to her. Mi armina na kluyat nisulei. Do we say that the woman gave it to him? She knows that the get has to be written on something that belongs to him. And therefore, when he said, can I use your tablet for the get? She gave it to him as a present. It became his tablet, and therefore he gave it back to her, which is fine. I do maloyadu la kluyat. Or do we assume that women don't know these halachas? And therefore, she thought she's lending him her tablet, and it's not a good get. That's the shiloh. Now, I expected somebody to ask that previously we had a Gemara that said hefker best hefker, that a woman pays for the get, and we said it's considered like the husband pays for the get because he didn't want to pay. Remember, we had it last week. Husband didn't want to pay for the get, so we let the woman pay for it, and we say best makes the money his. So what's the shayla over here? The answer is, doesn't make the money his, but doesn't make items his. And the Taisus HaRash explains, because the woman understands when she pays for it, she'll never see that money again. And therefore she understands that Bezin is taking it away for her and giving it to him. Here, she's going to get this tablet back, so in her mind, she never really gave it. And Bezin doesn't make it his and hers again. So that's the shayla over here. Does the woman know halacha? Or do we assume women don't know the halacha? That's the shiloh. We have no way of knowing. We know it was her tablet. He wrote the get on it. He gave it to her. Did he write the get on his material or her material? It depends what she knows about Hilchas Gittin. Does she know that it has to belong to her husband? Or does she not know that?
She wants to get divorced,
right? Does she know the halacha? She doesn't know the halacha. She didn't give it to him.
She wants whatever it takes.
She doesn't know the halacha. She didn't give it to him.
She wants to do whatever it takes for her to get divorced.
But she doesn't know the halacha, so she lent it to him.
But that's,
she doesn't know. The lady doesn't know. What do you want from her life?
She wants to get divorced. So whatever mechanism is needed, that will kick in.
Again, if I give you a present, I have to want to give you a present. If I don't think I'm giving you a present, I didn't give you a present.
Isn't this similar to
Almanas Lahasi's smart matana? She didn't. We don't know if she gave it to him as a present.
it belonged to her, he gave it back to her with a get written on it. So he might have took it out of her possession without her.
No, she might have lent it to him.
But not as matana.
Correct. If you lend somebody your Esther Yalulub, they're not Yaitza. If you give it to them as a present of an Asla Hachzer, they are Yaitza. What do women know? What does the seminary teach them? That they have to give, that the get has to be owned by the husband or not?
Come up many times when I've asked what do the women know. They're always at the mercy of men because they don't know what the law is.
Again, this is the Shiloh over here. I can only tell you what the Gemara is saying. That's the Shiloh. Does she know it or not know it? Why do we say they don't know anything? I didn't say that. It sounds male chauvinistic to me. A good your wife's not listening.
I thought we advocate for the woman all the time.
Again, it's not a question of advocacy. It's a question of straightforward. Do we assume a woman knows that law or not?
Okay, so we assume we can't trust the man one way or the other in this case. That he would have told her one way or the other.
Right, that's the assumption there. Right. Rashi says it a little different than I said it, a little sharper than me, and we'll see how Rashi says it. He comes to divorce her. She doesn't mean it. She's expecting it back. So she doesn't mean to give it as a present. Therefore, he's using her tablet. Question is, she's giving it to him. She knows she's getting it back. Is she giving it to him as a present, or is she lending it to him? That's the question. Now, if she knew she's never getting it back, she's obviously giving it to him as a present. But she knows she's getting it back. So what did she mean? I mean, let me try to explain this. If Reuben has two wives, and he wants to divorce Sarah, so he goes over to his other wife, Rivka, and he says, can I have your tablet? I want to divorce Sarah. Now, Rivka knows he's never going to get that tablet back. He's going to give it to Sarah. So then she's giving it to her husband as a present. She knows she'll never see the tablet again. He's been using it to divorce Sarah. This is Rivka's tablet. He's taking it from Rivka and giving it to Sarah. And Rivka realizes she's giving it to her husband. This is not lending it to him because she's not getting it back. I mean, she's giving it to him. Here, he's taking it from Sarah to give back to Sarah. The Sarah realized that it's not enough to lend it to him. She has to actually give it to him, even though she's going to get it back in 5 hours, or in her mind, I'm lending it to him because I know I'm getting it back in 5 hours.
In this story, we're assuming that she knows, okay, that Rivka knows that she'll never get back the tablet.
Well, she knows that because she knows it's been giving.
She knows the luck of get. She might think the luck of get is I can lend it to someone, and I'll get it back afterwards. He gives it to her for something.
Again. She knows he's being used to divorce a different woman. Why does she think she'll ever get it back?
Why does she think that the other woman will ever keep it?
To get.
That much I know. That's what you're saying. That's
she knows the lady's going to keep her get.
I guess there's some understanding. Some knowledge.
But that's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Touch him out. Afu Hayin Akar Kutin Shabish. Okay, so let me give an introduction to this. And we'll continue this tomorrow. The halacha is, all staris have to be written from the one who is getting hurt by the star. Hurt not in a bad way. For instance, if I'm selling a field to Dr. Harris, I have to write the star. I am the one that's giving the field. The star has to be mine that I give to him. It's me who's giving up the field. If I'm borrowing money from Dr. Harris, I have to write the star that I am obligating myself to pay Dr. Harris. Whoever is the one that, what word am I looking for? Not hurting himself necessarily, but obligating himself, doing the action, is the one that has to write the star. In a sale, the seller. In a loan, the borrower. a lender can't write a shtar if somebody owes him money, because it has to be written by the guy who owes the money. He has to obligate himself with his shtar. So we'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful